Brothers and sisters, greetings on your Saturday. And this evening, your Sabbath Eve. Amen. It's Pastor Bob. And it is Saturday. It's August 28th. And it's our 20th episode in this Daily Respite series. How's it going so far? Hopefully well. Hopefully we're starting to find a flow or a rhythm, because this can be pretty, you know, we're doing, what, 6-7 different writers every week, and the flow is a little deeper to find, you know, the current, but it's there if you just stick with it, persevere, and keep diving. Amen. Today is Thomas Merton Saturday. So we're going to do something a little bit different today for Thomas Merton. Not really, let's be honest, not really satisfied yet with his two daily devotions that we're using, not his, two that were compiled from his work, one from his journals, right, and one from his writings. They're both good. They're just not hitting the mark, I think, for us right now. At least I sense that in my spiritual intuition. So today we're going to go to another author named Matthew Fox. Matthew Fox is a creation spiritualist and mystic, I'd say, one of the leading voices, perhaps, among mystics in that movement. And he does a daily devotion, by the way, daily meditation, actually. And on July 13th, 2019, that's right, his was called Thomas Merton, On Silence and Burning. So we're going to hear that today. Amen. And remember now, Matthew Fox is a creation spiritualist. That means that there's a strong connection for him, not just with God and human beings or God and living creatures, but he really feels that spirit in all manner of things, in all matter of things, right? In all of creation, God is present and showing God's self and teaching us through all of creation. So that'll give you a little context for our devotion for Matthew Fox. So without further ado, as they say, let us begin. Matthew Fox says this. In the following poem, Merton names the spiritual practice of silence and the fire that is enkindled in the deep silence of meditation, the via negativa of being still. Here's the poem. The whole world is secretly on fire. The stones burn. Even the stones, they burn me. How can a man be still or listen to all things burning? How can he dare to sit with them when all their silence is on fire? Merton sees into the stones and how they, like the rest of creation, are on fire. He has learned this truth from sitting still and listening, quote, to all things burning, unquote. He has learned this lesson from silence. Even the silence burns. The fire of stones speaks to his fire, for they burn him. This language of burning may be another way of speaking about encountering the cosmic Christ, the light in all things. Light burns. To say the whole world is secretly on fire, as Merton does, conjures up Moses' experience of God in the burning bush. Today's science instructs us that every bush is a burning bush. All matter contains photons or light waves, which in theological language can represent the light in all things, that which burns in all things. But we must find stillness and focus to experience the divine burning. Again, Matthew Fox says, we must find stillness and focus to experience the divine burning. To me, Fox says, this imagery speaks of sweat lodge experiences, when stones are burning red and on fire and take on shapes and speak to us. Annie Dillard teaches that stones talk, but it takes them 10,000 years to say one word. Not so in a sweat lodge. Are you burning also? Are you sitting still to experience the secret fire in all things? Merton warns that it takes daring. Here's another poem from Thomas Merton. Be still. Listen to the stones of the wall. Be silent. They try to speak your name. Listen to the living walls. Who are you? Who are you? Whose silence are you? Merton invites us to listen to the stones talking. This requires silence and attention. They are personal, you see. They speak our name. The walls live. They ask us questions. Who are you? And whose silence are you? The Bible speaks of the cornerstone of the wall that was rejected. In Christian terms, the Christ is the cornerstone. Is that stone speaking to us also? Is every being speaking to us if we dare to listen? Amen.